That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, July 26th goes to a California man named Nathaniel Gene Robertson. Nathaniel was arrested earlier this month on suspicion of killing his wife. That's it. That's the donkey. Nathaniel is getting donkey of the day because he killed his wife for no reason at all. You can understand why he's getting donkey of the day for that, right? Yes, Nathaniel admitted in interviews with police investigators that he hit his wife with a concrete block. He said he was showing no mercy and claimed the alignments were not in place to protect her. Now, he killed his wife, so that's donkey of the day worthy, because donkey of the day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid, and killing your wife is indeed stupid. But it's not just the fact Nathaniel killed his wife, it's the reason why he killed his wife. What got into Nathaniel? What infected his spirit and made him commit such a heinous act? Well, let's go to KGET NBC 17 for the report, please.
Accused of murdering his wife with a concrete block. 17's Karen Hua is here now with details of the man who's blaming mayonnaise as part of the problem. Karen?
Well, according to police reports, Nathaniel Robertson admitted during an interview with sheriff's detectives to beating Lydia Robertson with a concrete block. Robertson is quoted in the report stating he did it to, quote, give her compassion and mercy as the alignments were not in place to protect her, end quote. Court documents state Robertson said he had been infected by mayonnaise, quote, they put him in. They, in this case, refers to a group of brutal, powerful people Robertson said he couldn't identify, according to the report. Asked if he used drugs, Robertson said he used, quote, ice to help him breathe. Robertson, 46, has pleaded not guilty to a charge of first-degree murder in Lydia Robertson's death. He's being held on $1 million bail.
Nathaniel is quoted as saying he killed his wife because he was infected by mayonnaise.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise!
Can we hear what this murderer says he was infected by again?
Robertson said he had been infected by mayonnaise. Quote, they put him in.
I can't believe this assassin, this butcher, this slayer, this thug, this criminal, this homicidal mayonnaise maniac blamed mayonnaise on killing his wife.
Homicidal, man.
Whatever. All right. Let me hear what he says again. Let me hear what he says causing him to kill his wife again, please. I can't.
Robertson said he had been infected by mayonnaise. Quote, they put him in.
I know you wouldn't believe it if you didn't hear it for yourself. For all you people who call up here to iHeart headquarters in New York City and complain about me and call me racist and call me a bigot, all because I don't like mayonnaise. What do you have to say now? This right here is indeed the devil.
Okay? Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
This is the condiment of Satan. Mayonnaise is disgusting. Too much of it ruins everything. You just need a little. Just a little to make something good. But too much of it makes everything bad. Too much mayonnaise in tuna, yuck. Too much mayonnaise in potato salad, yuck. This is a story that literally has too much goddamn mayonnaise. You can't argue with me anymore about the dangers of mayonnaise in our society because Nathaniel Gene Robertson shuts down all debates, okay? Nathaniel is quoted as saying his wife had been his best friend. He didn't want to hit her a bunch of times. He said, I wanted to end it. I didn't want her suffering, but he couldn't control himself because of mayonnaise.
Wow.
There's nothing left to do here. There's nothing left to do here but play a game of guess what race it is. Now, let me give you your clues, guys and girls. Nathaniel Gene Robertson, that's his name. He's from California. He beat his wife to death with a cinder block and says mayonnaise made him do it. Angela Yee, guess what race it is?
I'm going to have to say Caucasian.
DJ Envy, three clues. Nathaniel Gene Robertson from California beat his wife to death with a cinder block and says mayonnaise made him do it. Guess what race it is?
White.
You both are correct! He is indeed Caucasian! Can I call this guy a mayonnaise-flavored mammal without y'all calling the front desk here at iHeart complaining? Huh? Can I call this man a human jar of Hellman's mayonnaise without being called a racist bigot who hates white people? I don't hate white people. I hate mayonnaise. And after seeing the effects mayonnaise can have on a person, which is something I already knew, you should hate mayonnaise too. Please let Chelsea Handler give Nathaniel Gene Robertson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise!
One day y'all gonna listen to your good old Uncle Charlo.
All right.
I know what I'm talking about. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!